Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Yechiel Mechal, Reini Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha. We are in Sefer Yishayo. We are in Perek Memvav, and the following Nevuah focuses again on the era of Koresh and the conquest of Bavel by Paras Umadai. We had noted in yesterday's parak that the government under Koresh got rid of the old Babylonian system of being involved with more polytheism, with multiple gods, and they replaced it with a concept of God of light and God of darkness. And of course, the government ordered that the previously popular gods had to be destroyed. So now we start talking about the disposal of two of the most popular Babylonian gods, Bel, which is the perhaps Baal, and Nevo. And the implication here is just as these gods were discarded, so too the Persian gods were also going to be discarded, because idol worship starts to be discarded once the world finally comes to the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Yishayo picks up, mentioning that Bel bends, and Nevo bends, and their idols, which you carried, are all going to become like a weary animal. And so many of these broken idols that are going to exist, that the pack animals who carried them away became exhausted from the heavy loads that they carried. And Yishayo continues to ridicule the idols. Not only could these idols not save their people from Persian conquest, they couldn't even save themselves. The idols kneeled and bowed to their captors, but they couldn't become safe from being anything but a load to be carried away. And that's what the Pasuk tells us, that Radak and others understand it. But Rabbi Schwab suggests that the meaning of this pasuk is based on a sense of ridicule, because the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, Kol Leitzanus Asurcha Barmi Leitzanus De Avodas Kochavim. All ridicule is asur and unbecoming, except if it's the ridicule of idolatry. And the Gemara uses our pasuk as an example in that situation. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Chaf Hei also recognizes that Yishayo ridicules and debases the Babylonian gods by describing their difficulty in being able to go to the bathroom. And Yishayo mocks idols and idolatry is expressed specifically in regard to body waste. Why is it used in such indelicate terms? Says Rabbi Schwab, human or even animal waste is eliminated by the body's marvelous digestive system. The opposite is true of Avodah Zarah. Their waste isn't discarded, it becomes a central focus. Throughout Tanakh, we see that they were holding on to the waste of Avodah Zarah. And the same thing is true with idolatry and other things. That which is meant to be representative, digested, and discarded as waste material becomes the object of their worship in this situation. And so therefore, while Avodah Zarah represents the tzoa of the mind, because it incorporates the central object of worship, it's meant only to be used to convey certain ideas, and then is to be discarded and eliminated as useless waste after it's digested. And in Avodah Zarah, it moves the exact opposite way. So after having made fun of Avodah Zarah, the Navi now turns to complain and to give mussar to the people of Am Yisrael who believed in this practice while Yishayo was alive, and then later, sometime after until the end of Galus Bava, when the practice of Avodah Zarah stopped to exist. And that's what we find over here, that the Navi calls out to Beis Yaakov, B'chol Sheiris Beis Yisrael. He turns and he says, You were carried over here, and until old age, I carried you high. I carried you in order to save you. And what are you doing? Lemita damyuni v'tashvu utim shaluni v'nidme. Who are you trying to compare me to? He says, even if you have an avodah zarah or somehow symbolic of Hashem, it's ridiculous to try to create an image that's supposed to represent Hashem. He says, like, what's going on over there? No matter how high the price, how high the heavy burden, the idolater carries his god to the designated spot, and he erects it ready for worship, and then he starts to pray to it, first quietly, and then afitzaki love, he shouts at it, it's all for nothing. And so Yishayo mocks the person who's involved in it. and having mocked idolatry, Yishayahu now gives musa to his people to give it once and for all to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says in Pasuk Ches, Zichru Zos V'Soshishu. He says, strengthen yourself, take courage, become manly in this situation. Sinners, take this to heart. And he says, you were attracted by this practice, be manly in your determination to stand up to it. Because I pointed out the absurdity, think about it and reject it. And that's one of the great things that we have to understand as well. Ultimately, the Chachamim tell us that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, at the beginning of the Second Temple era, they prayed very and fasted to get rid of Avodah Zarah. So suggests the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Av Samach Dalet Amar Aleph. And Yishayahu was talking about future generations, about other temptations that arise. When the temptation to worship idols disappears, others become such stronger ones. The immoral urges, atheism. And the Navi says, Zichru Zos V'Soshishu, become manly, Hashivu Poshim Alev. Right? Remember how people were once fascinated by Avodah Zarah and how it lost all of its attraction. If you get attracted by other powerful attractions, Hashivu Poshim Alev, take this to heart. God-given values are going to be the ones that become strong. The other urges disappear and become as unattractive. And so, continuing with the speech to the Jewish people, the Navi offers historical proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only God. Think back in your history and remember your origin as a nation at the time of the time you left Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed you then that he's one, and there's nobody else like him. Think back further to the period of Avram Avinu. I told you that before he even had children, that his descendants would suffer as strangers. I did this for many years. I did this for reasons of my own. And in the end, you saw that all of this came true. And so he turns now towards the end of the parak, this nice short parak, in the final couple of psukim, that he shifts from the past to the future and talks about Koresh. And he says, in this regard, that there's going to be a call, and he declares in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Korei me Mizrach Ayit, me Eretz Merchak Ish Atzasi. He says he called the vulture from the east. Koresh is identified as a vulture who comes flying in to consume everything it carries. The Persians are going to come flying in to consume the Babylonian world. And Koresh was the man of my plan. It was my plan that Koresh is going to conquer the Babylonian Empire, and then he'd be in a position to begin to bring about the Geula. And that's what Hashem says, Aftibarti af avieni, atzarti af esena. I am going to make this happen. And that's what he says, Shimru lai elai abire lev harachokim mitztaka. He says, I want you people in Babel who are stubborn and not influenced by Koresh's call to return in that situation. He says, I want you to realize that when you fail to recognize the obvious miraculous historical development in Kiddush Hashem, which allows the Jewish people to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and lead Torah true life, he says, I want you to understand there are those who are going to become hard-hearted. Why would Hashem cause a stoppage to the construction of the Beis HaMikdash? So Yishayahu sends the message to the Abire Lev. He says, wherever you are, the Kerovim or the Chokim, Kerafti Tzidkasi Lo Tircha, Chuasi Lo Te'acher. He says, I want you to know, my justice will materialize, the Gula will begin, and you can rest assured that I'm going to bring salvation to Tzion, to Yisrael. If the majority of the Jews had returned to Israel, as Koresh suggested, and encouraged them, through Bava would have been Mashiach, and the return from Bava would have been the final Geula. Since this didn't occur, Nasati B'Tzion Teshua LeYisrael Tefarti still awaits its realization in its fullest sense in the future. This, my dear friends, is something that we continue to wait for and mourn about, and as we approach the Perek Mem Zayin, it's something for us to keep in mind as we go through our day, each and every day. Everyone have a fantastic day.